Apparently the A1 is now down to one lane in both directions again. It seemed that they thought they'd managed to clear the A1 earlier today, but now we're down to one lane in both directions. The A60, Mansfield to Warsop Road, is only passable with very great care, and we hear that in the region of the A60, around Ruddington, some of the side roads have over 2 feet of snow. Speed restrictions. Worksop and Retford area are still very badly affected by snow, we're told. Worksop and Retford very badly affected, and Newark is now almost totally cut off. Reports are coming in of a worsening of drifting at Mansfield, Sutton in Ashfield and Kirkby in Ashfield, and we'll bring you more information on that as we get it. The wind is getting up apparently in North Nottinghamshire, and Mansfield, Sutton in Ashfield and Kirkby in Ashfield very badly affected by drifting now. The A60, back to the A60, more information on that just handed to me. The A60 at Bunny Hill is now totally blocked. Alright, so we mentioned the A1 a little bit earlier, and now, the A60 earlier, Mansfield to Warsop. Now we're told that at Bunny Hill, it is totally cut off. You can't get by at all. And finally, in this back, the A617, Newark to Westfield Hill Road,
I know everything about you. I'm glad to say it's not frozen water pipes. We had a special message from the Central Water Authority. I'll be going through that in a moment. Was it one of those days where you were late and thought, oh, good grief, and it took you hours and hours to get home and you've spent half the time going south? I know just how you feel, don't worry, I really, really do. Okay, that special message from the Severn Trent Water Authority, of course. You should guard against burst pipes. You should take the necessary precautions. Important points to note are, of course, keep the house warm, on no account let the temperature fall to freezing points. If you do that, of course, they all freeze and it all goes funny. Also, make sure the pipes are lagged and know where the stop tap is so you can switch off quickly in emergency. It's all right. It's Barry's writing. It gets worse. And also, you have to watch out for those icicles. Apparently, they've been dropping off city centre buildings. So watch those icicles. What are you laughing at? It's not funny. It's very, very serious. So you will, please, 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 just watch those. I don't believe that. Watch those icicles. Here's Europe and the final countdown. 12 minutes before 9 o'clock. This is Cosmos Radio with the Snowplow Service. Taking you through the night.
Thank you.
50 to Matley is only going to Holyoke Road and Westdale Lane there. So, okay, so the terminus has been shortened there. The number 40 is terminating on Kildare Road because it can't now go down Winchester Street. And City Transport tell us, although this information I understand was obtained over an hour ago, so we're going to try and get an update on this, other services apart from the 64, 65, 50 and 40 are running as normal. We've got an update on it. Right, we'll have that in a moment. Other services apart from those are running as normal, but all City Transport buses will stop at midnight at the latest tonight. Okay, so don't, whatever you do, try and catch a bus after midnight, because you won't get one. Boughton and Midland Fox buses have all stopped running now. They've all stopped running. And the South Knots buses, take your hats off to South Knots, because they're using their own snowplough to clear routes. So well done, South Knots. Now, there is an update on the City Transport situation. Apparently, all of those buses now, but the number 40, are running according to schedule. So the number 64, 65 and 50 are now running according to schedule. When I say that, they're following the full route, although I'm told that they still may be experiencing delays as far as the timetable is concerned. But the 64, 65 and 50 are now following the normal routes. The number 40 isn't, and isn't likely to do so until tomorrow. You're listening to Cosmos Radio with Steve Stylus and Mike Megahertz, broadcasting live from our studios here in the city of Nottingham. Temporary Studios, bringing you the Crisis Line, the Cosmos Snowplough Service. You're listening to now to Midnight Star and the Midas Touch. Cosmos Radio, it's freezing in here.
Every breath you
I've got that Midas Touch Midnight Star. I've got to say hi to all the fellas out there with the snow plows. They're out there clearing the roads, so hopefully... What? And the gritting lorries as well. Yeah, hi to you lot, because if it wasn't for them lot, we wouldn't be able to get anywhere now, would we? So keep it up, lads. Keep going. Now, a quick word for all those blind people that may be listening out there, needing the necessary help or advice about the weather, the cold weather, then you should telephone Nottingham 706-806. 706-806, and that is tomorrow. If you want some help or advice about the weather, then telephone 706-806, and that is tomorrow. Also, the pensioners.
Just so we've had a letter, a phone message come through from a lady called Pat. All right, this is it there.
It's if you need the cold weather payments explained, that's the old age pensioners if you're listening. If you need the cold weather payments, it is very, 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 very complicated. And you want to know whether you're entitled to it and where you can get it from, then you should call the Radcliffe-on-Trent Advice Service, and that's on Radcliffe-on-Trent 2960. That's the advice service on Radcliffe-on-Trent 2960. Oh, that's 2960. You should ask for Pat. This is very, very confusing. There's bits of paper being thrown at me all over the place. We've got some more cancellations for tonight. The Keyworth Bowls Club, their bingo night's been cancelled tonight. Also, the... What are you laughing at? It's not funny. The 93rd Nottingham Beaver Scout... I never knew there's so many things going on a Wednesday night, did you? The 93rd Nottingham Beaver Scouts, their meeting has been cancelled. Hucknall Flower arranging, their meeting is cancelled tonight. And also Colic and Netherfield, their senior citizens choir practice, that's also cancelled. The Sutton and District organ meeting has been cancelled. And Totem Luncheon Club meeting, that has been cancelled as well. We're keeping you in touch with the cancellations and what's happening on the city roads. Meantime, more music. Here's the Psychedelic Birds and this one, Pretty in Pink. Hopefully you're in the pink tonight, you're not too cold. If so, if you are feeling cold, put your heaters on and wrap up warm and get with it. Whatever you do, don't freeze to death. Come on.
Yeah.
just pretty in pink. The Psychedelic First. Well, I'm going to play this next record, especially for anybody just coming off afternoon shift. Yes, you've got those roads to get home ahead of you. I'm going to play you this one. It's John and Vangelis, and quite an appropriate record. This is Somehow I'll Find My Way Home, I think. Yeah? If you are driving, drive very carefully now.
You ask me where to begin. Am I so lost in my sin? You ask me where did I fall? I'll say I can't tell you when. But if my spirit is lost, how will I find what is near? Don't question, I'm not alone. Somehow I'll find my way home. My sun shall rise in me.
Certainly hope I would anyway. We've got a long way to go and we leave the studio. You're listening to Cosmos Radio, broadcasting live from our Crisis Studios, the Cosmic Snowplow Service. Have to say a very big thank you to Cosmic Ray, who's just brought us a cup of tea here. Very nice too. Thank you, Cosmic Ray. News about the schools now. Apparently all... the studio's just falling to pieces here. All county council schools, whether primary or secondary, will be closed all day tomorrow and all day Friday too. But apparently Notts County Council tells us that a decision will be made as to whether or not to open on Monday morning, and that decision will be made nearer the time. County Hall say that it may be left to individual head teachers to decide if they should open the schools on Monday, and parents are advised to telephone the schools early on Monday morning. Okay, so if you don't know whether the school is going to be open on Monday or not, then listen out to the Cosmos snowplow service or ring the school early on Monday morning, and assuming that the staff can get there, they will no doubt notify you. Pupils doing re-sit exams at the moment, though, should contact their school as soon as possible. I'd leave it for tonight, to be honest. Don't bother ringing tonight. Try in the morning. But re-sit exams will probably continue at most schools, we're told, from County Hall and the exam boards. The boys and girls high schools will be open tomorrow as normal. The boys and girls high schools will be open as normal tomorrow, as will a number of private schools. The Highfield School at Newark will be closed tomorrow, though, and Friday too, and the Rosehill School also closed tomorrow. Mountfield School at Carrington will be open for pupils, only those in walking distance, though. So that's the Mountfield School at Carrington, open for pupils in walking distance. I have to say a very big hello now to everybody who's stranded this evening, either listening in the car, wrap up warm, or listening at a friend's house. And one such person is Sizzles. Hello, Sizzles! Sizzles. Oh, she's laughing. Look at her laughing. And she's listening over there at Woodburn. She actually lives in Chesterfield, but she can't get there tonight. She's listening at Woodburn. Apparently she has to go upstairs in the house she's staying at to pick up Cosmos.
Oh,
so hello.
Colchester.
And while we're on the Chesterfield. While we're on the subject of contrived records like the John and Val and Yellis one, we'll play this especially for you, Sizzles. It's Swing Out Sister. And you know you've got to break out. Good evening, you're listening to Cosmos Radio. The time now is 9 minutes after 9 o'clock on a freezing cold night. Temperature outside now, -4°C. Good evening to you, though.
Find a way to let you on stay.
especially for Sizzles listening at Woodward tonight, that swing out sister and break out. And that just serves you right, Sizzles, for all the hassle you've been giving me this morning about last night's programme. Serves you right. Thank you very much. That's Barry, who's just brought me a dedication, phoned in this one. It says, say hello to Janet. Hello, Janet. And tell Joanne to stop telling fibs. Joanne, behave yourself. Stop telling fibs. All right. On the subject of Woodward, as we were a minute ago, there's a guy listening out there tonight called Phil. He says that Bonner Hill on the Woodward side is passable with extreme caution. We're talking extreme here.
It there, of course, a hit from right about this time last year. We don't have to take out, well, you know the rest. We have some more cancellations here for today, tomorrow and Friday. The West Knox music concert has been cancelled for the rest of this week, so if you're thinking of going down there, or you actually do go down there, that's the West Knox music concert. They've all been cancelled. Also, Heysen Green Royal British Legion meeting for tomorrow is also cancelled. Kirkbean Ashford Adult Education Centre is closed all this week, and the Ball Girls Gymnastics Club is closed tonight, but its trip to London on Saturday will continue. And finally, the Ice Stadium will reopen, will remain open. So that's one that's still on.
Yeah. Why do we need the Ice Stadium in this weather? That's the question.
It's simply red.
Oh. Pencil Daddy, Alphaville, keeping you in touch what's happening on the roads in Nottingham and Nottinghamshire. Got to say hi to a guy who is going to be a daddy again for the third time. That's hi to Paul and also his family. And I hope she doesn't have it yet. Otherwise, we're going to have to fly a helicopter over to Beeston. So all the very best, Sue, if you're listening. And as I say, can you just hold on in there for just a couple of days while the snow clears?
If you're listening last night, you will know that towards the end of the programme we had a few technical problems. In fact, we've had technical problems for the past fortnight. A fortnight ago, we played out with the closing jingle, and it suddenly speeded up, took it into its head to go haywire and speed up. And then last night, it decided to slow down. Well, yeah, it's the jingle machine playing up again, I'm afraid. The cold getting into it. So hopefully next week, or even tonight when we play out with it, we'll be all right next week too, with any luck. Don't forget, you're listening to Cosmos Radio, the snowplough service, live on 97.5 MHz FM from our temporary studios here in the city of Nottingham, because the regular ones are out of bounds. A time check for you now, it's coming up to 9.25 and a half. As I say, oh, 9.25 and a half.
You can't get more precise than that.
Not really, no. Coming up in a few moments from now, we have the latest on what's happening on the roads and a few more cancellations for you too. But right now, Annie Lennox, Dave Stewart and the Eurythmics, Thorn in My Side.
Yeah! You gave me such a bad time. You tried to hurt me, but now I know.
Trying to run in this weather. Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart together, your remix, and that's called Thorn in My Side. Gotta say hi to all the hospital staff who are looking after all those people who keep falling down, breaking their bones and things. So if you are in the snow, take care. Okay, you've got some more traffic and travel, have you? Or have you not?
Yes, I'll just remind you on what's happening here. We've got people right throughout the county who are phoning in reports for us. We've built up a sort of grid of the county, and people are ringing in from every square on that grid, so hopefully we've got quite a thorough picture of what's going on around Nottinghamshire. And we've had a call from our correspondent, Sam Grant, our correspondent in Clifton, and it seems that 8648. And Dorkit Head is now very, very severely affected by drifting, and that's hardly surprising. So if you're thinking of going to Dorkit Head, I would strongly urge you to think again. And I'm told that we've got another report coming through about this situation on Dorkit Head now, and we'll bring that to you after the next record. The A631 to the north of the county is now totally impassable. The A631 north of the county now impassable. Tollerton Lane near the Lings Bar Junction is blocked by a broken down snowplough, believe it or not. Tollerton Lane, that is, on the Lings Bar Junction is blocked by a snowplough. And finally in this batch, Bonner Hill on the Woodborough side is described as treacherous.
Continuing on with the music, hopefully it's good music if you are stuck in a jam, and you sort of just turn your radio up a little bit and play this one, Nick Kamen, and Each Time You Break My Heart. If you're wondering what's going on, this of course is the snowplough service brought to you from Cosmos Radio, the community radio service for Nottingham, on 97.5. Nick Kamen, sing it. Sounds like the jump version. Must be the weather.
I know how it feels to be the talk of the town. I'm not gonna let you go run around. I need to know that you'll be true to me, 'cause that's the way it's got to be.
We interrupt the record to bring you a travel flash. This has come direct from the police. We hear that the A1 South is now clear for the first time in 3 days. So the police have notified us that the A1 South is now clear for the first time in 3 days. And the snowplows are now working on the north side of the county. So hopefully by the morning, the A1, all lanes will once again be open. You're listening to the snowplow service from Cosmos.
Best days that we ever had. There's no compassion, all you want.
came, and each time you break my heart. Good news from the A1 there about the police just about getting everything together down there in the snowplows. It's near enough clear now. Also, don't forget, of course, drivers, if you are just about to venture out into the night, then you should make sure of a few things before setting off. Make sure your windows and your lights are all clear. I mean, as I say, today loads and loads of people were driving around the city and county of Nottingham with their rear window screen absolutely packed with snow, as well as that, also their lights were, you know, you couldn't see them at all. So please, please, please make sure you clear your windows and your lights before you get into the car. And also your window screen wash, make sure it's topped up with antifreeze. Otherwise, of course, as soon as you try and clean the windows, what happens is it freezes. So you end up with more on the window than anything else. So if you haven't got any antifreeze, they recommend you to use aftershave. We have a update here. What's that? Severe disruption at the Midland station. Trains may be stopping, so I've just been told. Problems down there. We'll be bringing you more information as and when we get it. But back to this. Make sure, motorists, make sure that your radiator is at least 50% antifreeze. A lot of people are going out there, getting onto the road, and not heeding the warnings and just conking out. It's as simple as that. So if you can avoid that, please, please do. Make sure you've got 50% water and 50% antifreeze. Also, take some warm clothing with you, because there's a lot of people breaking down, freezing to death. So please, 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 warm clothing, hot drinks should you break down, and also something to eat. And we'll have a written report on that. That's the British Rail thing.
Barry, not you.
It's all right. Yes. I wonder what's going off here. I'm sort of sitting in the middle of this conversation. Also, you'll need a shovel or sacks or something to put down should your wheels start skidding. And as I say, beware on the motorways, because they are treacherous. Not only that, there are a lot of cars sort of parked all over the place where people have abandoned them through their own stupidity, as I say, for not heeding some of those sort of like... useful to her hits and hints and tips from the AA. So there we go. Yes, it could. Right, okay, we're going to play a bit more music. As I say, it is live. If you're wondering what's going on, I'm totally, mixed up here. I really am. Shall I play this record? Yes, okay. Here's the House Martins, and we're going to think for a minute. All right, I'm thinking for a minute. Time check. It's now 24 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock.
Something's going on. Changes taking place. Children smiling in the street have gone without a trace. The street used to be full. It used to make me smile. And now it seems that everyone is walking single file.
Right, so, Oh, that's better. Well, we've got so many switches here in our temporary studio, and we still haven't mastered how they work. Barry, just come in a minute. Barry's popped up from his little control centre downstairs, and you've got some news about the A1, haven't you? What is it?
Yeah, south of Grantham, there's 100 vehicles in a traffic jam.
Ah! So, no sooner have we announced that the A1 is clear to the south of the county, and Barry tells us that there is now a tailback of 100 vehicles in a traffic jam there. So now on the A1, avoid it at all costs again, because there is a traffic jam. They're all probably people listening to us who thought, oh, it's clear, let's make a dash for it, you know. Looking out of the window at the moment, there is no snow, and there is no snow expected for the rest of this evening, actually. We've got flickers in the electricity and all sorts happening here. It's unbelievable. No snow expected tonight, although there will be a lot more drifting with high winds blowing the fine snow across the roads. The temperature tonight down to about -5 degrees Celsius. That's actually a couple of degrees warmer than it's been over the past few nights. No, there's somebody at the door. Now, Barry's actually got the weather forecast for tomorrow and the day after. If I can just shut them up downstairs, because they're having a competition to see if anybody can think of the name of a record, or the title of a record that's actually got snowplow in it. Please, get back on the phones. Barry, no, Mike, what's the weather going to be doing tomorrow and before the weekend?
Who is this guy? Right, tomorrow it's there's still going to be a lot of drifting snow, more light flurries of snow, higher temperature, the highest temperature is going to be -2 degrees Celsius, so it's still going to be a very, very cold day, and plus it's going to be rather windy again. Looking forward to the weekend. Well, are we looking forward to the weekend? Further snow showers can be expected, but there's no sign of a thaw, but the winds will drop slightly. That's the way the weather looks for tonight, and also... let me finish. Great. Tonight, and also tomorrow and the weekend.
Right, latest update on the traffic. Dorkit Head is now totally blocked after the junction with Coppice Road. So if you're going along Mapley Plains there, try not to advance past Coppice Road, because the junction there is blocked and Dorkit Head is totally impassable. Let's get on with the appropriate music once again.
Here's George Benson and Shimmer.
Sweet sensation. Oh, you
fair disruption at the Midland station at the moment. Trains are sort of running all over the place and having difficulty getting through. So if you were thinking of going to the Midland station, I'd give them a ring to find out what's going on. The points are freezing there, I've been told. That was George Benson and Shiver. It's all right, off here we've just been having a little bit of a laugh. Barry, good old Barry, just brought in about an icicle that we've been warning people about. They're falling off these buildings. I don't know where he got it from. And I just sort of shoved it down Steve's back. I thought, yes, I'd warm him up. So I'm sort of like looking behind me, making sure... making sure everything's okay.
You wild,
oh, thank you.
Wild one.
Wild
one. Hey, wild. This one's nice, Tom. It comes, of course, from Iggy Pop. It's called Real Wild Child. Cosmos Radio.
I'll get you back for this, don't
you? 14 minutes away from 10 o'clock, Cosmos 97.5 with the Snowplow Service. Getting you home if you're not already. Entertaining you if you are, if you're fed up with the telly. Then a special good evening to you.
School, like I'm real, real cool. Gotta dance like a fool. Got the message that I gotta be a wild one. Ooh, yeah, I'm a wild one. Gonna break it loose. Gonna keep on moving wild. Gonna keep on swimming. Maybe I'm gonna be a wild child.
Wild one. Here's Iggy Pop, and that's called simply Real Wild Child. Follow up to Cry for Love, which wasn't a top 40 smash, but it's quite good, actually. By the way, we do, of course, broadcast, well, if you will heard us before, Box 106 to 116 Front Street, Arnold, Nottingham. I'll say that again for you. Box 765. That's all important. Remember that one. Box 765. The Nottingham recorder. 106 to 116 Front Street, Arnold, Nottingham. That is the address. If you want to send in your dedications or requests or anything like that, or you just like to find out a little bit more about the station and when we broadcast and things like that, and we will endeavour to answer your correspondence, I think. Well, that sounds quite good, doesn't it? So we'll do that. Are you going to introduce the next record, or shall I?
You do it.
I do it. What is it? Oh, yeah, I know. Well, it was then. Here's a lady called Madonna. Mrs. Penn. And this is called Open Your Heart. Cosmos Radio, rocking them in Nottingham on this Cosmos special on a Wednesday. The Snowplow, getting you home if you're not already.
I see you on the street and walk on by.
undoubtedly the most successful lady of 1986, taken from a great album called True Blue. That is Madonna, and that's called Open Your Heart. Well, if you didn't know, the schools, of course, the state schools are all closed until Monday, so if your little lad or your little girl comes home and says, I'm going to go back to school tomorrow, believe them. I tell you, there's probably a lot of people who thought, no, what are you talking about?
Yes, that's true. The state schools are closed now until Monday at the earliest, and that deadline may be extended further if the need arises. County Hall advise you, if you're not sure what to do here, to call the school on Monday morning to find out whether individual schools are open or not. That's in case, of course, there isn't any more heavy snow. Should there be more heavy snow, then chances are that all those schools are going to be closed. That does only apply to state schools, though. And something very important, some pupils at the moment are involved in O-level examination resits. And this seems to have been forgotten by a lot of people in a lot of stations, but it's very important. Pupils who are doing resits, County Hall tell us, should contact the school as soon as possible, first thing tomorrow morning, and most resit exams will take place in the schools despite the snow. So really, it's a case of trying your best to get to school if you're doing a resit exam. News just in. No, this is quite old news, actually, but we'll read it anyway because it's very important. News for blind people needing help or advice about the cold weather. We have a telephone number for you. So if you're blind and in need of help or advice, then this is a number to ring. Unfortunately, this number isn't manned until tomorrow morning. But anyway, the number is Nottingham at 706-806. So again, advice for blind people during the cold weather, 706-806. And a lady called Pat has rung us here at Cosmos, and she said that a number of elderly people, a number of pensioners, are having difficulty understanding the cold weather payments system that's been introduced fairly recently. Now, if you fall into that category and you think you might qualify for one of these payments, then we have a number for you to ring on advice. And the number I'll give you in a few moments, okay, after the next record. So if you'd like to gather a pen and paper together, we have a number that you can ring which will simplify the cold weather payments for you, and we'll be giving that number out for you after Mondo Cane. Hey, let's imagine it's July. Let's lay back in our deck chairs and look at the sun.
On a Sunday, went to the city hoping to see the one day. New York afternoon, took the subway. Went to the village, Chinatown, and walked down Broadway. On a day in June, this is our day. Everyone is part of our way. New York afternoon, walk through the yard, showing Washington Square, the Southern Jazz on the Lower East Side. We'll remember when skies are gray and snow is falling in December. On a Sunday, went to the city hoping this would be the one day. New York afternoon, watching the sun set across Central Park as the skyline goes like a tune. I really dig a city hall.
I'm going to go to the hospital. around the corner, you know, really. Anyway, back to the number that we promised you earlier. If you'd like more information on the cold weather payments, then the number to ring tomorrow morning is Radcliffe-on-Trent 2960. That's Radcliffe-on-Trent 2960, and you should ask for Pat when you ring, because Pat rang us. So ring Radcliffe-on-Trent 2960 and ask to speak to Pat for information on cold weather payments, and that's for pensioners or their relatives or friends, of course. And again, the number that we gave for blind people listening in the community who are in need of help or advice about the cold weather, then telephone 706 806, 706 806, tomorrow. And also an appeal from the milk companies. There will be a bottle shortage by the end of this week unless more empties are returned to them. Okay, so if you're hoarding your empties, or even if you've put them out and they've been covered in a snowdrift, then if you could do the milkman a favour and dig them out and leave them somewhere prominent so he can spot them tomorrow morning, then you'd be doing him a favour and doing yourself a favour too, because otherwise you're going to get them delivered in those horrible soggy cartons, and that's the last thing we want.
No, not those. And also a quick word about old people. You may have caught me, oh no, here we go again. But this is very, very important, because of this kind of weather, old people just can't get out. They're actually stuck in their house there. So just pop round and make sure that everything's okay and that they don't want anything. By the way, it's now 10 o'clock. You're listening to Cosmos Radio, serving Nottingham and playing this one. Here's Huey Lewis and the News, Hip to Be Square. Rocking them in Nottingham on 97.5. It's Steve Starless, Mike Megahertz, and also Barry Battery, keeping you informed with what's happening on Nottingham's roads. That, of course, is Hit to Be Square. This is, of course, our temporary studio, as you can tell. We should be having some new good news in the pipeline very, very soon about Cosmos Radio and its service that we provide. Hopefully, you think we provide, anyway. We have a quick look at the roads again. The road situation in Nottingham from the AA. The A16 Mansfield to Worksop Road is only passable with great care. There's over 2 feet of snow, and that's at Ruddington. And also, speed restrictions are still in operation on the M1 between Keyworth and Annesley, so that was one to be avoided if possible. All roads in Worksop and Retford area are still badly affected by snow. Also, Newark is almost cut off, so Big Owl tells us down there. Also, reports are coming in of a worsening of drifting of Mansfield, Sutton in Ashfield and Coatby in Ashfield. Also, the A60 at Bunny Hill is blocked. The A617 Newark to Lockwell Hill Road, traffic is in both directions, is heavy, and the condition is worsening, so if you can avoid that, please do. And finally, the A648 between Clifton and Gotham is passable with care. And you've got some there, Steve.
I have, yes. And many thanks once again to the people who've been ringing in with these things. We know that a lot of them have actually been out to have a look at the road, so many, many thanks to you all right across the county. And it's good to know that you're still listening to Cosmos, and it's good to know that you still like to take part in it. There are problems on Mapley Plains, the Plains Road, its junction with Coppice Road in Arnold. That area of the Plains Road is now totally cut off, totally blocked off by snow, so try to avoid Dorkit Head. That's the area we're talking about, if at all possible. It's totally blocked off. You don't stand a chance of getting through, so if I were you, I should forget it. Tollerton Lane, the Lings Bar Junction, is blocked by a broken-down snow plough. Okay, so Tollerton Lane, Lings Bar Junction, blocked by a broken-down snow plough. Bonner Hill on the Woodborough side is described as treacherous at the moment, although we're told that the Calverton side isn't quite so bad. The A617 is now totally blocked at Glapwell, totally blocked. The roads generally around the county seem to be fairly free of traffic. Hardly surprising, people are staying at home or staying with friends overnight, so the traffic isn't too bad at the moment. All city transport buses will be stopping in about an hour and a half's time. And finally in this batch, the latest on the A1 there, the A1 is now clear to the south of the county. The snowplows have been working, the police say it is clear, but bear in mind that people are rushing to get away because of the recent clearance on the A1, and there is a big tailback of traffic. Even though the road's clear, there is a traffic jam of about half an hour ago, it was 100 cars, maybe worse than that now. So although the A1 is clear of snow, do try to avoid it if possible. You're listening to the Community Radio Service for Nottingham, broadcasting live from our temporary studios here in the city centre on 97.5 MHz FM. Playing you now the remix of Freeze and IOU. A very good evening to you. Please keep warm. Please keep your dial fixed to 97.5. And please send us a cup of tea if you're listening downstairs. We'll be right back.
just one track, and girl, I know you care. I'll never love another. Just back, I swear.
On January the 14th, Wednesday the 14th of January 1987, saw the traffic at a standstill in many areas, people's pipes freezing, trains, planes and buses have all been badly affected today and yesterday, and that's the way it is.
You're listening to Cosmos Radio 97.5 MHz FM. We're going to be closing down at 10.30 because, well, we have a variety of news. First of all, Barry's just presented me with a piece of paper which says that there are now so many roads blocked off that the police have actually stopped listing them. So conditions really are beyond a joke.
don't travel tonight, for goodness sake, even if you've got a fairly short distance to go, try to stay where you are, because temperatures are falling now at -6 outside here in the city centre. So try to avoid the roads if possible, because not only have we got fairly deep snow now, it is freezing, it's very icy, dangerous, treacherous, to use but three adjectives which would describe it quite adequately. You're listening to Cosmos Radio, and a record which we featured before any of the other stations. Number two in the chart. Once again, setting the trends, setting the pace. This is Steve, Silk Hurley, Jackie Body.
Jack your body. Mm-hmm.